It's so difficult to beat Swallows.
That game was boring. I don't see Swallows winning the league.
I don't see them winning the title and the championship.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast. The PSL returned this past weekend with a handful of fixtures. Stellenbosch FC and Golden Arrows kicked off the weekend's matches, with Arrows claiming all 3 points with a 3-1 victory. The second match we saw on Friday involved TTM and Maritzburg United. This bottom of the table clash saw TTM claim a 1-0 victory over the Pieter Maritzburg outfit. We then head over to Saturday, which saw the remaining three games being played. Bloemfontein Celtic and Chipper United shared the spoils in a 1-1 draw. Bloem Celtic started off strong, opening the scoring in the 11th minute thanks to a successful penalty by Sepana Letshwalo. But in the 44th minute, Bloem Celtic were reduced to 10 men after Rokotso saw red. After a delicious ball into the box, Chipper United then equalised in the 73rd minute. The next match saw SuperSport United at home against the travelling Cape Town City. The opening goal was scored against Kampani Lungu thanks to a brilliant run by Rusike after a fierce counter-attack. In the 47th minute, Cape Town City's Rahlani unleashed a firecracker of a shot which struck the crossbar and deflected into the goal off Ronwin Williams' back. However, it was SuperSport United who claimed all 3 points as Gabuza headed the ball home in the 80th minute. To end off the weekend's fixtures, Sunday saw Morocco Swallows take on AmaZulu FC in arguably the matchup of the week. Swallows and AmaZulu could not find the opener and the result of this match ended in 0-0. After the game, we asked our supporters, why was it so difficult for both teams to score and do you think Swallows still have a chance of winning the league? As usual, you guys sent through your voice notes and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aidan, standing in for Slew, and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Morocco Swallows and AmaZulu played out to a goalless draw on Sunday evening. Slick passing, good crossing, sharp defending, this game had it all. Except both teams could not find the finishing touch in the box to break the deficit. This is why, after the game, we asked our supporters why it was so difficult for either teams to score, and if you think Swallows still have a chance at winning the league. Here is what you all had to say.
Oh boy, oh boy. Ah, Swallows is alile, wazalile, namazulu azalile, wazalile, namazulu. It's only that good I am a goal now. I am a vehicle. But all in all, yes, when I come back to your question about is Morocco Swallows going to have, Swallows going to have to win the league? Yes, they got a chance to win the league. If there's anything can happen anytime. So you can see. So I'm happy because now 15 games, no lose. I'm happy for that.
So far, the way Swallows is playing, I don't think it's going to take the league. Looking at the draws that they've played recently, and we were having a game in hand today to win the game against Amazon. So we didn't manage to win that game. So for now, Swallows to win the league, I don't think so, because we are not scoring goals nowadays, and teams that are really challenging the league, they are scoring. Looking at the top of the league, first position Sundowns with 33, the second spot SuperSport with 31, then we Swallows with 29 points, and going to second round is going to be tough. Teams will not be letting points just easy like that. So we were supposed to score goals, we were supposed to win if we were challenging the league, but for now, Swallows to win the league, it's not certain.
It's a point paper legging a cool between Lamatimoy too, because Swallows base a mouthfala he gave between Bon and Sundowns, and then AmaZulu they are trying to secure a top 8 or good bang in the top 4 so that they can qualify UGI Africa. That's why it can be tactical for both teams because they needed a 2 point very serious.
Regarding yesterday's game, no, that game was boring, it was too technical. No one wanted to lose. They were just playing so that they don't lose. If they can't use the counter-attack to score goals, then they try by all means so that they cannot lose the game. So it was too tactical, the game. So I don't see Swallows winning the league. I don't see Swallows winning the league. It might have started very well, but winning the league, No, it's not going to win the league. If the team is ready to win the league, you can see by its performance week in, week out, week in, week out. And Swallows doesn't have those players that can take the team until end of the season where the team can take the league. They don't have those players. They might have players who can fight for the team not to be relegated. But for taking the league, no. They don't have that quality. They do have players, but they don't have the quality that can sustain until end of the season to be crowned champion. No, I don't see them winning the league. So it was a balanced game. So no one wanted to lose yesterday.
The game between the AmaZulu and the Swallows, it was not easy game, not at all. It's very difficult to say, you know, because the both of the teams, they play, and it's not easy like that when they meet the teams, like the example, like the AmaZulu, which he tried to improve himself and go on the top of the log, and also the Swallows, which he tried to remain to stay there. So it's very difficult to say, you know, because the both of them, they play the good games, you know. They play attacking soccer and they try, but eventually is nowhere the things to happen like that. It's not easy in this kind of the games to predict who is going to be the winner. But for the Swallows to manage to win the league, I don't think so. You know, the Swallows just come back from the Glad Africa Championship, and just the contenders to stay in the top eight. I don't see them winning the title and the championship.
It's so difficult to beat Swallows because they've got a mix of youth and experience. Those guys, they play as a team. They don't play as individuals. They play as a team. And the experience that they have is helping them. And they've got outside chance of upsetting the big guns and take the league and win the league. Everything is possible. As long as big teams can fumble at the last minute, Swallows can win the league.
I think Swallows in a chance of what's in the league, but he paid 40. Ingathembisi ngoba indlela ebedlala ngayo izolo naamazulu ibingabonakalisi ukuthi ingayiwina la match, but iSwallows yona bayirobile izolo, befanele bana ifumene penalty iRoger iSwallows izolo. So iSwallows inayichance ukuthi ingayithatha iligi, but kuzofuneka inyuse nje amasokisi kakhulu futhi hayi kancinci. And into engiyithanda kuSwallows, idlala i-16 games ayikadliwa. So idlala kakhulu igqithi iSwallows.
I don't think it's fair to start saying Swallows will be contesting for the league. I think if you're following what the coach is saying, that this is a new kid in the block, he's still trying to survive in the DSTV Premiership. So let's not put too much pressure on Swallows on saying the Swallows is going to win the league. The Swallows is doing well to be still unbeaten in 15 games. However, we should not be putting any pressure on Swallows on trying to speculate now and say Swallows is going to win the league. Let's support the team and ensure that it sustains whatever that it has started already. So I think, to me, being in the top 8 is fine, but we do not need to be putting too much pressure by saying Swallows is going to win the league. It's doing well. It's going to have challenges along the way like any other team, but I think for now it's doing well. But I will not then say or start saying Swallows is going to win the league. Still very early to speculate. Nothing went wrong yesterday. I think the reality is starting to kick in that, number one, we're having a field that is Dobsonville Stadium that is still bumpy, even though Ben Marker has already indicated that if you look on TV, it looks like it's a very beautiful field. It's huge, but it's still bumpy. So it's affecting everybody that is on the field, both solo players and also players of other teams. So that is the first thing that has affected the game, number one. Number two, the style of play for both teams were similar. They are playing carpet football. I think if you listen to the interviews of the coaches, that they were cancelling each other out yesterday. The AmaZulu players came with a plan, so as Moroko Swallows, because remember, AmaZulu is not the AmaZulu that we've seen at the beginning of the Premiership this season. So they've got a very good coach. They planned for this game. They know the style of play that Swallows is playing. So as Swallows, so we should not be looking at this thing from the Swallows FC perspective only, but we should also be saying AmaZulus are a very good team, but did they play their usual game? Did they achieve what they wanted to achieve? No, because we have a very solid defense. We managed to contain them, so they could not do what they wanted to do. So as AmaZulu, they could not allow Swallows to do what they were doing, hence we're opting for long balls.
The Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segelen. Brought to you by Swakala Duma.